Commercial mortgages. Commercial mortgages and the new economy. When an investor or business owner who finances commercial property uses a debt instrument known as a commercial mortgage, the process of obtaining commercial mortgages is not the same as trying to get funding for a home loan. Commercial loan underwriters are looking at different factors to determine if a loan could be made. First of all, when someone is in need of commercial mortgages, you just don't call up a broker or a lender and ask what is today's interest rates and what is your best deal. It doesn't work like that in this industry. First of all, a lot of information about commercial property, the commercial property in question, will need to be obtained, as well as information about the borrower. More importantly, how much cash flow the property is generating, occupancy rates, location, type of use, requested loan amount, loan-to-value ratios, and other qualifying factors need to be known before an interest rate can be quoted to you. The loan-to-value ratio of the commercial mortgage will be looked at closely. That one factor alone will make or break any deal. The lower the loan-to-value ratio is, the amount of equity in property or down payment, the better chances for pre-approval. Before the economic crisis began around 2007, commercial properties could have been 100% financed or perhaps 10% down, resulting in a 90 LTV. That was all that you would really need for a loan to have a good chance of successfully being approved and going to close. Now that we are on the horizon of the post-economic crisis of 2007 through 2009, there is another loan approval factor being placed into the underwriting equation. This is, how stable is the value of the property? If it is determined that a commercial property is most likely not to decline in value any more than it has, and has in fact stabilized, then lenders may be a little more interested in proceeding with the loan. However, if a property's value or the area it's located is still experiencing declining values, then it is likely that a lender will not be interested in funding the deal until there is a reversal in prices and economic stability, including price stability of the property. In these new economic times, commercial mortgage lenders will be looking more closely at the properties that they will be lending money on. They will now be more cautious and take on deals with the least amount of risk to them. In the old days, deals were passing through underwriting without too much scrutinization of the loan file, and lenders were even offering non-recourse loans. Okay. It is possible that non-recourse loans could become a thing of the past. We'll just have to wait and see how that turns out. There are still investors out there willing to lend money on commercial properties. Any property with stabilized values or a potential increase in values stand a better chance of closing and being funded for commercial mortgages. If you're interested in more information about commercial mortgages or commercial lending, please visit www.comvestor.com. That's C-O-M-M-V-E-S-T-O-R.com. Comvestor.com.